Chapter 26. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these words, that he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days the Passover will be here, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." Then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered together in the court of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and they took counsel together how they might seize Jesus by stealth and put him to death. But they said, "Not on the feast, or there might be a riot among the people." Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came up to him with an alabaster jar of precious ointment, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at table. But when the disciples saw this, they were indignant and said, "To what purpose is this waste? For this might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But Jesus, perceiving it, said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? She has done me a good turn. For the poor you have always with you, but you do not always have me. For in pouring this ointment on my body, she has done it for my burial. Amen, I say to you, wherever in the whole world this gospel is preached, this also that she has done shall be told in memory of her." Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said to them, "What are you willing to give me for delivering him to you?" But they assigned him 30 pieces of silver. And from then on, he sought out an opportunity to betray him. Now on the first day of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Where dost thou want us to prepare for thee to eat the Passover?" But Jesus said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The master says, my time is near at hand. At thy house I am keeping the Passover with my disciples.'" And the disciples did as Jesus bade them and prepared the Passover. Now when evening arrived, he reclined at table with the 12 disciples. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." And being very much saddened, they began each to say, "Is it I, Lord?" But he answered and said, "He who dips his hand into the dish with me, he will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes his way, as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It were better for that man if he had not been born." And Judas, who betrayed him, answered and said, "Is it I, Rabbi?" He said to him, "Thou hast said it." And while they were at supper, Jesus took bread, and blessed, and broke, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take and eat. This is my body." And taking a cup, he gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "All of you, drink of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is being shed for many unto the forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I shall drink it new with you in the kingdom of my Father." And after reciting a hymn, they went out to Mount Olivet. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all be scandalized this night because of me, for it is written, 'I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I have risen, I will go before you into Galilee." But Peter answered and said to him, "Even though all shall be scandalized because of thee, I will never be scandalized." Jesus said to him, "Amen, I say to thee, this very night, before a cock crows, thou wilt deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, "Even if I should have to die with thee, I will not deny thee." And all the disciples said the same thing. Then Jesus came with them to a country place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit down here while I go over yonder and pray." And he took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, and he began to be saddened and exceedingly troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is sad, even unto death. Wait here and watch with me." And going forward a little, he fell prostrate and prayed, saying, "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. Yet not as I will, but as thou willest." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Could you not then watch 1 hour with me? Watch and pray, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, a second time he went away and prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cup cannot pass away unless I drink it, thy will be done." And he came again and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And leaving them, he went back again and prayed a third time, saying the same words over. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand when the Son of Man will be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Behold, he who betrays me is at hand." And while he was yet speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "Whomever I kiss, that is he. Lay hold of him." And he went straight up to Jesus and said, "Hail, Rabbi," and kissed him. And Jesus said to him, "Friend, for what purpose hast thou come?" Then they came forward and set hands on Jesus and took him. And behold, one of those who were with Jesus reached out his hand, drew his sword, and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put back thy sword into its place, for all those who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or dost thou suppose that I cannot entreat my Father, and he will even now furnish me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then are the scriptures to be fulfilled that thus it must take place. In that hour, Jesus said to the crowds, as against a robber you have come out with swords and clubs to seize me, I sat daily with you in the temple, teaching, and you did not lay hands on me. Now all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples left him and fled. Now those who had taken Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders had gathered together. But Peter was following him at a distance, even to the courtyard of the high priest. And he went in and sat with the attendants to see the end. Now the chief priests and all the Sanhedrin were seeking false witness against Jesus, that they might put him to death. But they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. But last of all, two false witnesses came forward and said, "This man said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it after 3 days.'" Then the high priest, standing up, said to him, "Dost thou make no answer to the things that these men prefer against thee?" But Jesus kept silence. And the high priest said to him, "I adjure thee by the living God, that thou tellest whether thou art the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "Thou hast said it. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming upon the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his garments, saying, "He has blasphemed. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now you have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" And they answered and said, "He is liable to death." Then they spat in his face and buffeted him, while others struck his face with the palms of their hands, saying, "Prophesy to us, O Christ, who is it that struck thee?" Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a maidservant came up to him and said, "Thou also wast with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what thou art saying." And when he had gone out to the gateway, another maid saw him and said to those who were there, "This man also was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." And after a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Surely thou also art one of them, for even thy speech betrays thee." Then he began to curse and to swear that he did not know the man. And at that moment a cock crowed. And Peter remembered the word that Jesus had said, "Before a cock crows, thou wilt deny me 3 times." And he went out and wept bitterly.